Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. This is Last Hour Bluegrass singing "There Is a Record Book."
To be well known amen, I may not ever be. I'm sure my name will not go down in history. There'll be no marble plaques to tell of my good deeds, nor any great parades to honor me. But there's a record book my name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in the book of life, kept by the Lord. For every deed I do, for every word I say, there is a record kept until the judgment day. My name will not be lost, misplaced, or overlooked, for it's kept safely in God's record book. For there's a record book my name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in the book of life, kept by the Lord. For there's a record book my name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in the book of life, kept by the Lord. It's in the book of life, kept by the Lord.
And that was Last Hour Bluegrass singing "There Is a Record Book." We're looking at Genesis chapter number 8. The Bible says, "And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the face of the earth, continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated." We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This will be part number 3 of the message.
Not only do we see that God remembered Noah and all of his creation, but we also see that God removed the waters of judgment. Remember that we said that the ark was a picture and a type of Jesus. If you'll remember, the ark was experienced 40 days in it. Experienced 40 nights of judgment. The rain descended. Not just from the air. The Bible says the windows of heaven were broken. The rains came upon the earth. And also, man, the deep was broken up. So there's water coming from below, above, sides and all. It's rain coming upon that Jesus said at Calvary, he said, they surrounded me. Speaking about them bulls of Bashan. Y'all with me this morning? For there's all around the cross that demonic force that was trying to take the Lord down. Amen. The 40 days and the 40 nights reminds us of the Lord's temptation down in the wilderness. Jesus Christ being tempted of the devil right after his baptism. If you'll think about this, Jesus went when he was baptized. He was identified as the Lamb of God. You remember that? Hey, listen, John said, behold the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sin of the world. You remember that? Amen. All of a sudden, amen, God spoke from heaven. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. A dove descended and rested upon the Lord. And we say, what's all that about, preacher? I'm trying to tell you, he was identified as a lamb. Yep. But then after that, Jesus being identified as the Messiah, the Christ, the Lamb of God, went through a series of beatings. Not physically, but spiritually. Satan tempted him. The Bible said he was tempted in all points, yet without sin. Jesus went through that 40-day wilderness experience with no food, no water. Jesus said, as it is written, shall man live by bread alone, but by every word. Oh, I wish I'd go in on that thing. Can I show you a picture of Jesus? Whenever man Noah got in the ark, the door was sealed. Boy, and the rains begin to flow. The waters begin to come upon the earth. And for 40 days, there is a pitter-patter. And for 40 days, there is lightning and thunders. For 40 days, listen to me, y'all with me tonight, or this morning. 40 days, that ark endured a series of testings. Every drop, everything, listen, trying to diminish the salvation work of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you this morning, it was the word of God that Jesus rebuked the devil with. But I'll also tell you this, it was the words of God that also was with Noah the whole trip. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you this morning that God made a covenant with Noah. He said, if you'll do what I tell you to do, he said, if you'll go in that ark, he says, if you come in the ark, he said, I'll preserve you, I'll take care of you, and you'll be safe on the other side, and you'll build another generation after this, and your seed will multiply and be blessed. And on the inside of that ark, what you're seeing is this: God remembered Noah. And what you're remembering is this, that God is able not just to provide salvation, but he's able to get you through the journey. I'm telling you this morning, how many have been saved with the grace of God? Amen. How many knows it's been hard here lately? Amen. How many knows that maybe you've been fought from every side? But I want you to know this, you can also walk on in victory knowing this, that God is with you. You're not by yourself. Amen. We got the word of God on our side. Old devil gets you in a corner. What you need to do? Devil get you in the corner, you need to walk out there with your Bible and say, I'm going to tell you right now, devil, you ain't going to cross the bloodline. This book said, hey, this is truth. This is true. This is true. And God said, I'm going to be okay. There wasn't no cracks in the ark when it landed. I'm going to tell you, there wasn't no leaks in the ark when it landed. Hey, listen, there was no, you say, hey, how you know that, preacher? I'm telling you, the word of God's the truth. Genesis chapter number 8, verse number 1, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. Notice that word, underline that word. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. Now notice in verse number 1 that God made a wind over the earth and the waters assuaged. In other words, God made that wind to pass over the earth. One of the important factors in removing floodwaters was wind. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you that if God sends judgment, he also has a plan for cleanup. God knows how to take care of you, friend. That wind is important. Do you remember what this wind was? A wind that was brought on by God. You could say it was the breath of God. Whew. You say, what do we need? We need God to breathe on us. Amen. That's what he did to his word. He breathed on his word and inspired it. Amen. And it came forth. Listen, the Bible said over there in Genesis, it said, and God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. I'm telling you, God cleaned the waters up. Still today, those things go to pass. Now listen, not just the wind, but also notice the last word in the verse, the waters assuaged. That word means this, to keep back, to withhold, to refrain, cease, or to appease. That word assuaged seems to remind me of Calvary. Well, the cross of God was pour the wrath upon the Lord. Amen. Think about that. We talked about all that just a minute ago. In the first words of Jesus, forgive them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. But then Jesus speaks a few words, and he says this. Right after that section, he says, it is finished. The pain is gone. The suffering's gone. The nails are gone. The crown of thorns are gone. The torture's gone. The blood is gone. It's over. And at this point in the life of Noah, you're talking about a good day. As Noah and his sons and their wives, they've heard for the last 40 days that beating, that rain, that thunder, that lightning, amen, that pitter, that patter on the roof. Can you imagine what a good day it is when all of a sudden all of those man sounds of destruction, all the hammering of the nails, all the piercing of the sides, all the hollers from the cross. Can you imagine what a good day it is when all of that stopped, amen, and it is finished? Amen. I'd say one of them boys said, Dad, shh, listen. He said, what are you listening for? He said, it ain't raining no more. Noah said, it ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long now. Oh, it ain't going to be long now. He said, listen, God stopped the rain. Now notice, I got to give you this. Them judgment rains have stopped. Look at verse 2. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. Now, let's look back for just a moment. Go over to chapter number 2, if you will. Chapter number 2, verse number 5. I want you to see this. We're finished, I promise you. We're getting close to being to Genesis chapter number 2. And I want you to look down there in verse number 5 and 6. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. Before the flood, it had never rained. Before the ark of protection, it had never rained. Noah built an ark before the first raindrop had ever fell on planet earth. And I call them raindrops that came because of their, I've been calling them, I don't know if you've noticed it, but I've been calling them the rains of judgment. The waters of judgment. That's what was out there. The waters of judgment. Because of man's sin, because of God's rejection, or man's rejection, those waters came upon the earth. Now there's some specific wording here. God is, I'm telling you, boy, God's word's the greatest thing ever. Look at this. And there was not a man to till the ground. Look at verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Look over in chapter number 7. Go to chapter number 7 in verse number 11. Chapter 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month of the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up. In other words, God's specifically given you a specific day, specific month of the year, and he's saying this, upon this day, this is the first day that this has ever happened. Watch what happens. And the windows of heaven were broken. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Now, we know that it took longer than 40 days to get rid of the water. However, the rain continued day in and day night, right? For 40 days. Consistently, it was rain.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732.
Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.